from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The MLB trade deadline is today. Will the Brewers continue to add to their NL Central leading team? We're talking about it on 1250 AM The Fan and for free on your Odyssey app.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Food is so, so good over there at Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Absolutely love that place. CJ does a great job over there. Another man that does a great job is the aforementioned Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, Sparky. How are we doing today?
I don't know, man. I'm not. I don't like the Montez trade, man. I don't. I didn't like it yesterday. I went to bed. I got up. I read some more. I seemingly got more upset than I was last night before I went to bed over a baseball trade, which I know doesn't make much sense because I'm just some weird fan. But from that perspective, I'm struggling. Joey Weimer, again, 25 years old. You trade him in the division. He's under team control. He's hitting over 300 in the month of July. Looks like he finally started to turn the corner down there after overhauling his mechanics. Junis has pitched well in the month of July for the Brewers as well. And you trade for Frankie Montas, who hasn't been all that great since Oakland and has over a 7 ERA in the month of July for Cincinnati. Like, and it's a rental because, you know, he's due $20 million next year and we're in Milwaukee, so I can't see that happening. I'm struggling. What am I missing?
All right, man, I have no idea. I will look at it this way, though. Everybody needs starting pitching.
Yep.
They just do. Get whoever you can. Get as many as you can. And then see who's going to catch hot here in the last, you know, couple months. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's about getting arms and figuring out who's going to rise at the top. And if you start figuring out, oh, well, who's going to start game one of something, 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 well, I mean, that's still too early to tell. And who knows? Who knows who's going to hit their stride? You know, maybe he's notoriously a good second half type pitcher. Maybe a lot of guys are. I don't know. But clearly the Brewers see something and they see some value, especially if they're willing to give up, which I think Junis was doing an outstanding job.
Yep.
And, of course, Joey Weimer catching red hot in AAA. So clearly the Brewers are seeing something, but I don't know. I would like for them to go get Nolan Ryan, but he's not on the market right now. So they're going to have to settle right now for Montas and then see where it goes from there.
he still might be able to throw harder than a lot of these guys, even at his age. When we talk about Montes, obviously he's faced the Brewers a couple of times. The Brewers have got to him both times, given I think they scored three runs one time, five the other, but three were earned. I mean, both times they saw the Reds. What's your takeaway having seen Montes pitch?
Sure. Well, I mean, he's not just a huge ground ball guy, but like he can strike people out. He can get the ball in the air. He's got good stuff. Splitter's nice. And who knows? Maybe they just don't want to face him down the road. So like, we'll just get this guy, and that way we don't have to face him later on. But I don't know. I think what they're trying to do is just bolster. They need innings. They want to bolster. And here's a guy that's been around like 6 years of service time. I mean, he's no joke. You don't last in the big leagues unless you know what you're doing. And I don't know. It's hard to tell, but the Brewers, just coming off of last year when they picked up Carlos Santana and Mark Canna, it was exactly what the team needed, and it worked out great. So yeah, it always looks strange until it works out, and then it's easy to be pessimistic at the beginning, because if it doesn't work out, then you can say ha, you know. But if it does work out, you can say, oh, well, I'm surprised. So either way. But for whatever reason, I think Matt Arnold's been doing a great job when it comes to acquiring arms and bats. So who knows if the Brewers are done, but hey, why not? They need some innings.
All right, I got another one for you. So if you're running the Brewers, what type of pitcher are you looking to get? Because I've always been of the belief this field is a bandbox, and home runs fly out of this park, especially as it gets warmer in the summer. For me, I'm looking for more ground ball pitchers than I am anything else. Montes has given up six home runs in his last four games.
Well, I mean, number one, nobody wants me running the team, ever.
Yeah, I might. I don't know, Tim. You and I have talked for a while now. You might have my vote.
Yeah, we're going to solve all the world's problems, you and I, every Tuesday. I think guys that can go deep into ball games, get the ball on the ground, pitch to contact, I think those guys are valuable now and forever in this game of baseball. You can't have a full team full of guys that go five innings striking out 10. It's just not going to be sustainable unless you've got a six-man rotation, in which case most time guys won't even be able to throw enough innings to be able to get their pitches where they want to where they could strike out 10 guys. But I digress. I would say, if there's those kind of pitchers out there, would love to have them, a ground ball guy that can keep the ball in the ballpark, especially with this infield that the defense, you know, that the Brewers have. It's incredible. So, I mean, that's who I would look for personally. But those guys are just not growing on trees right now. If I was in charge of the minor leagues, I would go and try to find, like, the tallest, lankiest dudes that can throw good sinkers in high school and college. That's what I would look for. And then hopefully teach them other things to kind of, you know, get them a good arsenal and get them up the ladder, because it's almost like a generational thing. It used to be a dime a dozen. That was me coming up the system. Everybody and their mom could throw a sinker at low 90s, right? They're everywhere. Those guys have kind of gone away because they want big four-seam curveball guys. Now you're seeing a lot of cutter guys. Now you're seeing split fingers come back. And it's like, okay, well, what's right or wrong? Well, baseball, you can have any type of pitcher. But to your point, if you want to keep the ball in the ballpark, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to look out from anybody except for a two-seamer. A guy with a good two-seam dream, he knows what he's doing, he can keep the ball in the ballpark.
Now, from that same standpoint, Tim Dillard, the Brewers' first trade at this deadline was getting Mears from Colorado. You've talked about it a lot as far as how the ball moves from a pitcher's hand at, you know, the level of having to play where the Rockies play in Colorado versus anywhere else in the country. What did you see out of Mears last night with a couple of Ks?
He was awesome, right? Just like 10 pitches, I think, and struck out two. He looked good. Good for him. Yeah, anytime a player gets out of Colorado, I mean, you have to – there was a small moment of joy. Just because you are on a daily basis trying to fight the elevation. You're trying to fight the recovery. You're trying to fight your stuff. You may have all your pitches working one day, and then you enter the ball game the next day, and what you're trying to replicate just isn't there. It's hard to explain other than if you've been through it, you know it. And there's guys that are still, you know, playing that did AAA in Colorado Springs for the Brewers that, you know, can attest to that if you don't believe me. But it's a really tough thing to navigate. So when you have a player that gets out of there, number one, you're just through.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The roof, you're just excited. And to go from a team that's like last place to a team that's in first place, it's got to be a big pick-me-up. So clearly the Brewers saw that his stuff plays. He's a hard thrower, got a live fastball. And that right there, he's probably ecstatic that the ball is moving, right? He didn't have to wait for a road trip where his stuff looks really good. He's going to enjoy that, because the Brewers, they don't go back to Colorado. So he's officially, out of the elevation for the rest of the season.
Which is a beautiful thing. And you have him under team control for several more years, too, as he enters arbitration for the first time. Also a good thing for the Milwaukee Brewers. News coming yesterday, McGill now goes to the IL with some lower back discomfort. Brewers just can't seem to get any type of luck rolling here with injuries. I mean, you lose Z, you lose Hudson, and now you lose McGill just when you get Devin Williams back. I'm sure there's been seasons like this in the past, but I swear to you, every time somebody comes back, we lose two other guys, it feels like.
Well, it's always strange, right? Because in spring training, everybody's talking about, the Brewers have all these outfielders. And how are they going to figure out all these outfielders? It always works itself out. It's Jurassic Park, man. Life will find a way, especially in baseball. And not to say that, it's not all coincidence. Like, there's guys that, are pitching or playing through stuff. And then finally, when they catch a break of somebody coming back, sometimes the no-brainer move is to go, all right, well, let's just, until this festers and gets even worse, let's get it fixed and, get some rest in there. And that's a real thing. Not everybody you see on the field in any game, any day throughout the season is 100%. All of these guys going through, we're over 100 games in now. Everyone's playing through something, whether it's a finger or a back or troubled shoulder. Like, that's just part of the game now, just because the season's so long and these guys are human. So, yeah, sometimes you're like, wow, this is coincidence. But at the same time, maybe he was pitching through something and they just now felt comfortable to be like, okay, well, let's give you some rest here so we have you down the stretch.
I got one last one for you. I mentioned earlier, Jacob Mizorowski is moving up to Nashville. Now at this point, by the fact that they're moving up to Nashville now, just before it turns August 1st here on Thursday, we've talked about this in the past. I would assume this leads to a clearer path maybe of when their season is done, him possibly coming up and helping out the big league club at the end of the season.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what they're going to do as far as like DL Hall, if he's going to be like an electric left-handed arm out of the bullpen. You don't get a huge expanded roster like you used to,
right,
going into September. But if they want a guy that's got a power arm out of the bullpen, and we've seen it before too with every starter you can name for the Brewers in the last however many years, they get called up, they go into the bullpen, kind of get their feet wet a little bit, and then eventually over time work themselves into the starting rotation. So, I don't see that being out of the realm of possibility, but at the same time, if they have a bunch of guys coming back that are healthy, that have been there, done that, I don't think if it comes down to the wire at all, you want to take a risk on a guy that hasn't been in the big leagues down the stretch a little bit. So, I don't know. I don't think there's a reason to, but if that situation comes up, I don't think they'll hesitate. I mean, the guy's stuff, if it plays in double A and plays in triple A and they feel like he can come out of the bullpen and get the job done, then they're not going to hesitate either.
I lied. I have one more. Does it irritate you at all when you see position players who don't succeed necessarily as position players, then switching to becoming pitchers and then still figuring out a way to get to the big leagues after making that late life switch?
You're referencing Brett Phillips, I hope. Right?
I'm not, but you can. I was referencing Lucas Ersig, who was a third baseman who I thought was going to be a great third baseman for the Brewers and ends up in the Oakland bullpen. He gets traded today to the Royals. But that's a guy right there at the big league level. You talk about Phillips. He got signed by the Yankees today, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I was a catcher all the way my whole life until I was started pitching my junior year of high school, just really out of necessity. I just really wanted to win. I didn't really honestly care much about pitching. Cared more about catching and hitting, and then eventually became a pitcher and did that for 18 professional seasons. So, yeah, can guys that are playing in the field have fresh arms? Absolutely. And I love Lucas Ersig too, because he gave me a couple of pair of spikes in spring training one year.
Nice.
So, yeah, not only is he a good pitcher now, he's also a very generous person. But he, he had a good arm in the infield and had a knack for knowing what's going on. The Brewers took a chance, put him in the bullpen, didn't work out to their liking enough. And so now he's bounced around and he's kind of figured it out. And I think that's a great opportunity to be wanted on a team that, for the Kansas City Royals that are going somewhere. And then Brett Phillips, I mean, this guy could have been on the mound 10 years ago. That's how good he's always been. But I think when you take a risk on somebody that's kind of goes through it, it's not just the stuff that's coming at your hand on the mound. There's so much that goes into it. Number one, is this a gimmick and then suddenly you're hurt after a week? Nobody's going to want to go in on it if you can't sustain throwing down the slope. And then also, can you control a running game? Is every time a guy's going to be on base, is he going to steal on you? Do you know how to field your position from the pitcher's mound and throw those kind of intermediate throws since you've been in the outfield? So there's a lot of little things that go into it. It's not just the stuff coming out of the hand, but, I mean, both of those guys throw fuzz. So, yeah, if you can throw really hard, come out of the bullpen, get something done, maybe mix in anything else, yeah, you can have success.
Love Tim Dillard. To follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Catch him. Brewers Braves coming up tonight. Bally Sports Brewers analyst. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim Dillard. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, everybody, show up to the game. I just got a text from Casey McGee. He's going to be former Brewers third baseman. He's going to be at the game the next two nights. I don't know if he's doing something on the TV or not.
Oh, good. See if you can get him on. Get him on my show for.
I was like, oh man.
Get on my show for tomorrow. Then make that happen. That would be awesome. Casey McGee, man, I haven't heard that name in forever. Wow.
Yeah, he's coaching here in Tennessee, in Jackson, Tennessee, I think at Union University. I saw him this offseason.
Wow.
Doing well, man. Still has a passion for the game. I'm not sure why he's there, other than he's catching the next two games at American Family Field. So look for him.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Thank you, Tim Dillard.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. Take care. There he is. He's telling you who the celebrities are coming to the games on top of telling you what's happening in the games. Nobody better. Tim Dillard brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Right there in West Milwaukee, steps from the stadium. Go check it out before the game, after the game, while they're away. It's a great date night place, right? Because your girl is going to have no idea. She's going to walk in. Oh, great. He took me to a burger and bar, sports bar. Sweet. And then all of a sudden you're like, I'll have a steak and lobster and she'll have crab legs. And she's going to be like, what are you talking about? And then she's going to eat it and she's like, damn, this is amazing. I'm telling you, man, it's one of those places you walk in, you have no idea where you are, but you don't realize the high-end food that's coming at you. Again, if you want to, you don't have to. You can just go in there, order cheeseburger and fries and call it a day if you want. But they got some unbelievable food over there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.